welcome you to Eagles Training Camp 2017 here at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Mike Mayock, NFL Network, and, of course, the color analyst in our preseason broadcasts, which, Mike, are, well, right around the corner. Can you believe it?
No, I really can't. I mean, four consecutive Thursday nights, and I think the highlight for me for the entire training camp will be week three, not just because the starters play, but because they're going to be practicing with the Dolphins Monday and Tuesday, which is a great week to really get a feel for both the veterans and the rookies with 3 days of intense competition.
And then we can overreact like we did 2 years ago.
Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford went 10 for 10. listen, Mike, it's great times here in Philadelphia. Second year of Doug Peterson, yeah. Second year of Carson Wentz. A lot of new faces out here. How do you think the Eagles did in the offseason?
I thought they had a great offseason. You talk about what they've done just in the last 2 years in getting Carson Wentz in the building and what it took to get Carson Wentz in the building. The ability to then spin Sam Bradford and pick up a first-round pick that you lost when you traded up. Some of the moves they made in the offseason. I'll tell you, the draft itself, love Pumphrey.
Interesting. Why? I'm starting to love him. I just can't imagine a 175-pound kid in the NFL. But then I see that he doesn't drop any passes. He's got incredible quickness.
He had almost 1,200 touches for a 175-pound running back at San Diego State. So think about it. It's not just his quickness or his explosion or his ability to catch. His durability, he didn't miss a game basically for 4 years. He touched the ball, as I said, 300 to 400 times a year and didn't get hurt. So you're not only talking about, hey, you can catch the ball out of the backfield, we can line him up in the slot, but you're talking about toughness. And when you add them all up, to me, he's intriguing.
Do you see him in the Tyreek Hill kind of role with this offense? What role do you see him in? A move kind of player?
Tyreek Hill is faster, straight line. I mean, Tyreek Hill's 4-3 all day long.
Okay.
Pumphrey's quicker. You know, quicker than fast sometimes. And I think the role that I would see with him offensively is he's a chess piece. And I think what Doug Peterson and Frank Reich are going to love is that all of a sudden you've got Sproles, you've got this kid, you can change the pace and go with LeGarrette Blount talking about offseason moves. So I think all of a sudden if I'm a safety or a linebacker and I see Sproles and Pumphrey in the huddle, I'm going, oh, no. Because I don't know if they're both lining up backfield, both wide, one each. It's a great chess piece.
Is the Eagles' offense ahead of the defense now? Do you have a feel for who might be more advanced at this stage?
I don't know which unit's going to end up being the better unit. But what I do know is they both got better, and that's what's important. And, you know, we talk about Carson Wentz all the time, but last year he didn't have anybody to throw the ball to. Watching 17 run around,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. Alshon Jeffrey catches everything. That's a game changer. Zach Ertz, Burton, Pumphrey, Sproles, all of a sudden, Torrey Smith. You've got a different looking offense out there. And defensively, I think the front seven will compete with anybody. The issue is on the back end at the corner position.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, what are your concerns for this football team?
It's the corner position. Mm-hmm. And all conversations for this team are going to come back to that. You got 10 guys that have been signed within the last 15 months. Mm-hmm. They don't have anybody that's a veteran outside Patrick Robinson, and Jalen Mills is the only guy that's even started a game as an Eagle corner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you learn on the job.
Dude, there's a lot of learning to do at corner.
How do you cover it up if you're Jim Schwartz?
Jimmy's a great coach, and his philosophy is four down. We're going to rush with four. We're going to protect the back end a little bit. And I think when the four down rush is so good, the addition of Jernigan, again, another offseason move, Derek Barnett, the first-round pick, Chris Long, they're really going to be good up front.
How good is this Eagles offensive line, Mike, in your opinion? We see a lot of raves about the O-line. Is it that good?
It's really good. And obviously, Lane Johnson has to play 16 games, which he hasn't done often. Jason Peters has to play like he did a year ago. Seumalo has to step up. But there's some depth now. Chance Wormack, you know, I think he's pretty interesting. Wisniewski.
Yeah.
You know, as a backup.
Sure.
All of a sudden, there's seven or eight guys, and I think it's not just your starting five. It's how good are you seven or eight deep, and I think the Eagles are pretty good.
Mike, what is your theme for the preseason? What do you want to see from this football team?
I'm the Bill Belichick school. I don't worry about how many wins at the end of the season or at the end of the preseason. I want to see this team get better every practice, every snap, and carry it all the way through the season. And if you do that, Wins take care of themselves.
Mike Mayock, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Great seeing you, and we'll see you August 10th. Eagles at the Packers, Lambeau Field, the preseason opener just around the corner. Thanks for joining us.